From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The cost of living has risen for the first time in 4 months. Consumer prices up 0.3% in July, but excluding the volatile food and energy categories, the so-called core rate of inflation was nearly unchanged. In another report out today, the Commerce Department says retail sales increased last month, but by less than expected. And apart from sales of cars and gasoline, sales actually edged down a bit, another sign that Americans are reining in their spending amid uncertainty about the economy. Sam Stovall, chief investment strategist with Standard & Poor's, says consumers are right to be cautious.
I think in general, investors right now are really just trying to figure out how weak the economy will become, whether we will go into a double dip, and if it'll be accompanied by deflation.
But Bernie Baumol, an economist with the Economic Outlook Group, says the picture is not nearly as bleak as some analysts are suggesting.
We need to convince people that, look, we're not heading for a double dip recession. Companies right now are loaded with cash. Consumers also have substantially increased their savings.
Baumol says he expects to see growth pick up in the fourth quarter, especially if consumer anxiety about the economy eases. The federal judge who struck down California's ban on same-sex marriage has lifted the stay on his decision taking effect, but NPR's Ina Jaffe reports there will be a delay in the resumption of marriages of gay and lesbian couples in that state.
U.S. District Court Judge Vaughn Walker said that gay and lesbian couples will not be allowed to marry until 5 p.m. on August 18th. That's to give the appeals court time to uphold or overturn his decision lifting the stay on same-sex marriages. The state of California refused to defend Proposition 8, the voter-approved ban on gay marriage, so it was up to the original proponents of the initiative. But in his ruling, Judge Walker said that they had not demonstrated that they would be harmed if same-sex unions were allowed to take place. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said he was pleased by the lifting of the stay because it would, quote, provide all Californians the liberties everyone deserves. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Alabama's attorney general is suing BP and other companies involved with the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, accusing them of damaging the state's coastline and economy. Andrew Yeager of member station WBHM reports two separate federal lawsuits have been filed.
They seek an unspecified amount of economic damages as well as punitive damages. A spokesman for BP says the company does not comment on ongoing litigation. The move by the Republican attorney general puts him at odds with Alabama's Republican governor, Bob Riley. Riley believes the state should pursue an out-of-court settlement first. A spokesman for the governor adds the state is still compiling a list of economic damages it will submit to BP. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham.
A decision expected later today on whether the planned bottom kill of the oil well in the Gulf is needed. Tests have been run to see if the well has already been sealed by the cement pumped into the top of the well last week. This is NPR News from Washington. The UN is expressing concern about deteriorating health conditions in the makeshift camps set up for the millions of people displaced by flooding in Pakistan. Healthcare workers at this hospital have been checking over children for any signs of waterborne disease. The U.S. is providing funds to set up 15 treatment centers for people in Pakistan with those diseases. In northwestern China, heavy rains are hampering relief efforts. New mudslides have killed at least 24 more people there. Police in South Africa are searching for bodies in an unused shaft of a gold mine. That mine is run by relatives of former President Nelson Mandela and the current president, Jacob Zuma. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton says this follows media reports that up to 20 suspected illegal miners were shot to death there.
An official from Aurora Goudvlei Gold Mine confirms that there was a shootout involving security guards earlier this week at the mine east of Johannesburg. South African police recovered 4 bodies underground and are investigating reports that the miners were shot dead and left in an abandoned mine shaft. Goudvlei is jointly owned by Nelson Mandela's grandson, Zondwa, and President Zuma's nephew, Kulubuse. South African trade unions say there's a dispute over non-payment of mine employees, but it's not clear whether the dead were unpaid Aurora mine personnel or illegal miners. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Heavy rain falling in Russia today is helping fire crews battling hundreds of wildfires there. The smog generated by the blazes near Moscow has generally cleared, but forecasters are warning it could return if the winds change direction. A new wildfire has broken out near Russia's top nuclear research facility. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support.